Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the nation here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. Texas triumphant earlier today. One zip again against the Reds. They took 2 of 3, okay? So that put good vibes in the air already to get the afternoon started. And now, I mean, you know him from the NFL on Fox and Mad TV. He is in DFW, Addison Improv tomorrow night. Frank Caliendo in studio here on The Fan. Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to go right into Gruden, man. You guys signed Micah Parsons yet? Did that happen, man? Is that you guys just beating around the bush? He's got to be what? $400 million right now? Is that how much it's going to cost you?
Roughly, probably by the time it gets done. I mean, Jerry said yesterday he didn't even know who Micah's agent is.
Who is his agent, man? You know who his agent is, man?
David Mulligetta.
David Mulligetta, man. That guy does a good job, man.
I think it's pronounced Muffaletta.
Muffaletta? Yeah. I'll tell you what, doesn't matter. You ever see the David? That's a statue over there in Florence, Italy, man. I've been there. That's a big statue. Like a big cash truck that's going to be backed up for Micah Parsons, man. It's going to be tremendous right there.
How would you handle that, coach? How would you handle the
I'd call him in, man. I'd say, what do you want, man? I want to take care of you. You're my guy, right? You're my guy. You're a defensive player. You're going to do everything we need on that side of the ball. Other than that, I don't really pay attention to defense. So give him whatever he wants and get moving, man. Muffaletta, Marshaletta, what's his name? David? David?
Yeah.
I like that guy, man. David. I got a guy named Leonardo. We can make all the Ninja Turtles together, man.
Well, while we have you here, John, congrats on the quarterback school coming back. I mean, that's
quarterback class. No, quarterback like class, X-Men, yeah. First class, man. That makes me like Dr. Xavier. Did you ever see that guy, man? He can shoot stuff with his mouth. I don't have to. It's not that far away, right? Think about that, man. Picture it yourself, man. I sit in a hovering wheelchair and I order people around. That's the best idea in life right there, man. You got a guy, smart guy named Beast. He's blue, man. He's like a furry Smurf, but he's intelligent, man. What are you gonna do when Beast comes at you,
coach? What are you gonna do with all these clothes? I've been noticing you've been getting a lot of clothes from these universities. What do you do?
Just gonna wear them all at once, man. You have put on every university in the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, and we're going to put on each one of those sets of clothes. You ever see those quick change artists? You ever see one of those guys in Las Vegas? You ever been to Las Vegas?
They do. Been to Las Vegas. Good city.
That's pretty good. You, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Would stay. I think that's how it goes, man. Except for me that one time. Some got out there, man.
Frank Caliendo here with you on The Fan. These quarterbacks you're talking to, that Micah Parsons of the world, they're coming after him. Does that give you nightmares?
I'll tell you what, man. You got to be agile back there behind the line of scrimmage. You got to have a great offensive line, because these defensive lines, they're scheming to come and get you, right, man? Yeah. So what are you going to do? You can't just run around and throw wherever you want. You got to set your protection. Yeah. And then you got to move and understand where everybody's going to be. And that's about the extent of my football knowledge. I almost went to one of those. The quarterback class, he was shooting them the last 2 weeks. I was going to go down there, and I ended up talking to a producer, because John wanted me to come down, but he didn't talk to a producer. He's like, you got to come on down. You got to come on that's down John. And do one of these quarterback classes with me. So I'm like, let me talk to a producer first. I'm like, are you guys going to throw me in for one line? Because I don't want to go to Tampa, sit around for 6 hours, fly in, fly out. He's like, yeah, we don't really have a ton of time. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
I'll do something different, maybe at the draft or something like that. But I don't want to come in. He goes, I'll tell you what, Jackson Dart, you're doing a tremendous job. I played a game that's named after you, man. Darts. You ever played darts?
It's a good one.
Some good stuff right there, man. You play that. You ever play billiards? There's no quarterback named billiards. Nobody named 8-Ball. There might be a guy named 8-Ball, man. But he has nothing.
Gruden would find him.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we'll find that
guy. His name is Ryan Leaf.
He's turned his life around, man. He's a good guy now.
How do you like working in Texas?
Me? Frank? I don't know if we're still doing the bit or not. That's the problem with my life. I never know if somebody cares enough. Thank you for caring enough to talk to me. I love it. I really do like Texas. I think of Texas as like the Midwest down south, because it's got that ground and a little more we're on our own. Like, if there's a war, we'll just take care of ourselves kind of thing. I'm starting to do Gruden. I wasn't even trying to do it.
No.
But yeah, I really like Texas. Kind of a same. It's very similar. I grew up in Wisconsin, born in Chicago, grew up in Milwaukee. So it's kind of that similar. It's not the LA or, you know, East Coast vibe. It's I think of it as normal people with with, in some cases, a lot more money.
Yes, there is a lot of that.
All money. You ever hear that? All money? I think it's O-O-O-I-L. And it's not even that. Just O-L-E. Yeah. Like Ole Miss, man.
All money.
Just go about 200 miles that way.
Miles. M-O-L-S.
Yeah, you'll run into quite a bit. Do you ever lose your voice getting
lost? Right now. It gets in there. That happens with Mel Kiper Jr. Talking about tremendous situation. Look at everything. The other day, I was breaking down Cooper Flag. Usually talking about football guys, but look at a Cooper Flag. Over at Duke, 6'10", 6'11", to stand next to LeBron James a couple years ago, it looked like he was towering over him. And then you look at the wingspan, 7'1", 7'2", the ability to pull up. A lot of people compare him to Grant Hill, maybe a smaller Kevin Durant without the same kind of fast twitch muscle. But at the end of the day, Cooper Flagg finds his way into the lane. He's got a great ability, and he's going to be number one pick. He'd be hard-pressed to me otherwise.
I love it.
Gosh. I love the Kiper.
We love the Todd. Todd. You know how many guys, people I've ruined named Todd their lives?
It's bizarre because there'll be sometimes I'll just be in the house and I'll start going, Todd. I don't know how. It just stuck with me in my head.
So I realize this, that sometimes people are at work. There'll be a guy named Todd. He'll be working at a cubicle. And somebody who is a sports person will walk past them going, Todd, and they have no idea why. Yeah. And then they're at a show of mine, and I'm like, that's there because of me. I'm sorry. Because Mel used to just go, Todd, and then go into it, and I turned it into that, Todd, and then it became a thing where I tried to see how many Todds I could get in. It was like Madden and Summerall waiting for coming up next on an all-new Murder, She Wrote. You know, so yeah. How many tots can you fit into a Murder, She Wrote? Figured out at the end of the day, you'd be hard pressed to be otherwise. So yeah, so it became that kind of a thing. How many would they let me get away with there on TV without editing it down? But and I didn't even have that at the beginning. It was going to be McShay, because sometimes they'll say McShay. But then I started saying Todd, and the producer and I were going back and forth. I'm like, yeah, I think Todd's better. And it was like, Todd, that hard D in there. Todd. And it's McShay's like, you've ruined my life. I'm like, no, you got a couple of big contracts after that. I think it went pretty well for me.
That was good for biz. Frank Caliendo here with you. How'd you find your way into sports? Were you a player?
Look at me. My dad was a minor league baseball player in the White Sox organization in the 60s. He played for the Sarasota Sun Sox. Yeah. And if you look up Frank Caliendo batting average, my dad has whatever from single A ball, double. I don't think he made double A. Rookie ball, maybe single A, but probably hit like 195 or something like that. Middle infielder, went to Triton Junior College, just like Kirby Puckett. So that's where the similarities ended. But so I was a catcher in baseball, played a little bit of outfield, AAU Junior Olympics, 1988 national champion, guys. I don't want you to
be
too jealous about that.
That's pretty good.
All-American.
U18, you said?
U14. 14 and under. Okay. We played 17 and under. We took fourth, I think. But 18 and under was third year of AAU Junior Olympics. I still have the trophy somewhere. I have a team trophy. That tells you about a guy with an ego and still living that.
I got all my trophies, man.
Do you really?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
I even keep the ribbons. Even participant, I cross it out and put number one. Yeah, first place.
Just dance around with the ribbons sometimes at night.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, why not? It's a lot. You can make it as much fun as you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
So then did you go play college? I mean, that's pretty high level for a teenager.
I was going to play, that was 14. Yeah. So I tore up my knee, kind of an Al Bundy situation, we'll say. But I tore up my knee playing football, running an outside jet sweep as a freshman playing the sophomores, got crunched going both ways.
Ooh.
And at the time, it was, you know, right after like the Sean Elliott type of time. So that was the knee brace was new and all that type of stuff.
Right.
I never had the ACL fixed. And I had the cartilage taken out of it, but it wasn't in the cards. You know, I wasn't going to be there. But I was going to walk on and play Division II baseball at University of Wisconsin Parkside. And then I went to my classes and I'm like, what am I doing? I'm not going to play baseball. I mean, I could hit a little bit, but I didn't really have the arm. And, you know, as if looking for a 5-tool player, I had none of them. So it was just like, whatever, I'll just go. And I was in a calculus class, a night calculus class with a European professor who I could barely understand. I was 2 days into that class and I'm like, I'm not going to be able to go to these baseball practices. And like 4 weeks later, I was in Spanish 2 instead. I dropped calculus and went to Spanish 2 or whatever it was with some of the baseball players, by the way, who I lived with because I was going to play baseball. But we played baseball, basketball, football as kids. And trying to think if there's anybody who ended up. It's funny because my kids play in Arizona, and there are so many Division I athletes. You probably have that in Dallas area, too.
Yeah.
Where there's so many. Like, growing up in Wisconsin, there were no D1 athletes. Like, very few. Unless you're Con Knipple going to Duke. But there were not a lot. And in Arizona, there's lots of retired athletes there.
Right.
So their kids play, and it's just unbelievable the amount of talent. And I think Dallas is probably
the Houston area is really big for
Houston
that.
Too,
my son, you know, plays baseball, and then they were going down to Houston play quite a bit, and it seemed like all the Astros. He was pitching against all the Astros kids.
They're banging on garbage cans and stuff.
The parents are banging on the
nipple buzzers
out in the center field. Yeah, distracting everybody.
and stealing the signs. But
hey, I tell you, no respect at all, you know.
But I grew up around all that kind of stuff. Friends with basketball players playing AAU. So I just grew up playing sports as a catcher. I'd be behind the plate, you know, I'm calling pitches, and I'm talking to the ump, trying to make him laugh. I'm talking to the batter, trying to distract him, and stuff like that. And it worked out some of the time. So I had a lot of fun that way. And that was kind of my first audience was the hitter and the umpire who couldn't leave. So I kind of had him stuck.
How much of your stand-up is sports?
So it gets woven in a lot in and out because a lot of times people know me from different things. So the sports stuff, if you do too much sports, certain people tune out.
Right.
So I keep the sports stuff pretty general. But the people who are in sports, like Barkley, just basically did my stuff from my act. I don't know if it was last week or the week before when they asked him, what do you think of the first half? And he's like,
yeah,
well, that's a good question, Ernie.
And you found out he wasn't watching, which is my joke that he's like asking a question.
Well, I don't really know, but I'll tell you what. Vladimir Putin is crazy. He's going to blow up the world. Well, I've been little pieces watching basketball. Back to you, Ernie. You know,
so it's when those things happen. But he doesn't know anybody's name. He's like, look at number 5, passing to the guy with the blue shoelaces. Did a really nice job. Like, you don't know any of this. You're not even. That's a different game.
What do you think, Shaq?
He's not on this show. What are you talking about?
So how do you try to, like, at what point do you hear a voice and say, oh, that's me?
Or? Well, if it's a sports voice, I look for commercials and stuff because that means they're bigger than just the sport. Once Romo started doing Skechers, that was when Jim, which I think I've done for you before, is just revving up the car. Oh, Jim, here we go, Jim. Tony. It's looking for that. Remember, Barkley had the $5 box. It rocks that. And there's always different commercials people are doing. So that's a key. Other than that, somebody's in, you know, winning an award or something like that. The latest thing I've had, and it's probably not going to happen because I talk about it too much now, is I got a call from my agent a couple weeks ago. He's like, this director for the Madden movie wants you to work, because Nicolas Cage has been cast as John Madden. They want you to work with Nicolas Cage a little bit. And I'm like, okay. And they want to do a Zoom call. I'm like, no, I want to meet Nicolas Cage. I want to hang out with him. I want to, like, here's my monitor lizard. You know, that want to see what a channel is right here. And I can work on if I'm with him, I can work on this. But I could tell him how you take it from up here in your nose and bring it down here to your throat and you could become John Matt.
I could show him
how to break that down, which is like, I always talk to the one I don't know if I've done this for you or not, but like there's Kermit the Frog and Fozzie Bear. Waka waka. And if you do those two things with your throat, you can go from Kermit the Frog to
John C. Reilly, did you touch my drum set? Did that kind of a thing. To Mark Ruffalo, to Paul Giamatti, I believe. That is one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
So those, which isn't that far off if you take the air back out, it's Joe Rogan. Wow, Jamie. Oh, my God. Pull that up. So those are all. Oh, and back in there, too, is Seth Rogan. I had no idea he was even in this. You know, that kind of thing. So there's all those voices are very similar. So I could actually help him with that. I would. You know, it's but then they kind of every 2 weeks it goes away and then it comes back. I don't know if Cage is out on safari getting new animals for his house in Vegas.
It seems like he could be flaky, you know.
Maybe a little. Might be the truth. But I just want to boom. You know, that's why I just think it would be fun to do him doing Madden and then having the story because that would become. Like everything I'd talk about, just walking around Vegas. Have you ever been to the MGM? Let's go. Let's play some roulette. You know, let's try whatever.
Could you train other people to do voices, you think? Or
somewhat,
is it,
yeah. I mean, you have to be able to, you have to have somewhat of an ability to understand it. But it's anything. It's like anything. It's muscle memory. Mm. What do we do? When we were kids, we all probably practice. I'm 51 now. So when we went to baseball practice, football practice, soccer practice. Now they do training. They train movements. And that's the same kind of thing with this is you just train things in your throat. Or they're all card tricks. It's all what do you do with your throat? How do you tighten it up? What do you do with your mouth? I always say the mouth tells you how the person talks. The eyes tell you how they think. So if I were to do John Gruden, that voice works like this, man, right? But like you said, when I put the eyes in suddenly it becomes something incredibly different, doesn't it, man?
It does.
It makes you want to agree with me on everything I'm saying, doesn't it? Yeah, right there. Everybody's nodding. Yes, simpatico, I think that's called, man. You ever see that? Simpatico. Little spider too. Why simpatico, man?
Hey, Frank, when I you know, I'm like 10 years older than you. I grew up with like Rich Little.
Right.
Like guys like that, you know, comedians that were, that did impressions. Is there anybody that ever, is that something that you ever go back and look at some of those?
Well, I grew up watching, I would watch him on The Muppet Show and The Love Boat. Those are the times I played.
Sure, yeah.
But I watched Jonathan Winters more.
There you go.
And Robin Williams. And that's why I go from voice to voice so much rather than doing the vaudevillian thing where they, you know, you watch an old Rich Little bit, he would stay on that bit for, it's like a pitcher without the pitch clock, you know? They take their time. And in this day and age,
you got to go.
Nobody would care. Yeah. So he'd dress up like him the whole time and, you know, take the time to put it on. Now you just got to go next. What's next? And I think that's really, and I have no attention span, as you guys could probably tell. it's actually for me too when I'm doing it. So I just like to go from thing to thing.
It's Frank Caliendo, Addison Improv tomorrow night. Did you ever meet Val Kilmer?
No, I was supposed to meet him, which does not count as meeting him, obviously. He was going around doing his Mark Twain thing, and I was going to go see him at the stand-up live. No, it was actually the Tempe Improv in Arizona. It was owned by the same people, so it doesn't matter. But I was going to go there, and I think he wasn't feeling well, and they're like, it's not the right time. So, because he'd had a bunch of issues. I think it was throat cancer before. And because he was, I think everybody's talking about, but Tombstone. I mean, I was the straightest arrow as a kid, but I'll tell you what, Doc Holliday. I wanted to be Doc Holliday as a 15-year-old.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm sounding like Gruden. I wanted to be Doc Holliday, man. I'm not your Daisy. Come on, man. What are you talking here, man? Come on. I'm not your Daisy. What are you doing?
Thank you, Frank. Anything else to know about tomorrow night's show?
It's a clean show. What time's the show? 7:30, improvtx.com. frankonstage.com brings you to all the shows I'm doing because you guys are probably everywhere as well. Even doing a show in 2 months that you guys probably have a reach to is Lawton, Oklahoma, which I'm doing the Apache Casino. Nice. Everything's great. I'm doing the Apache Casino in Lawton, Oklahoma. frankonstage.com, May 22nd. It's going to be a different kind of show. This is going to be a show at the Improv this Thursday, which is tomorrow. ImprovTX.com. Every second I've been with you guys, I've been enjoying you. I've been enjoying me. Spider 2. Why banana cream pie for all of us?
There he goes, Frank Caliendo.
Yes.
Great to see you, sir. Woolchuck's top 10 at 4:20 coming up next, buddy. Where are you taking us?
Well, it's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. What are the top 10 things you would be most embarrassed to order as an adult at a restaurant? That's next in the nation.